City of Oakland workers and Bay Area rapid transit workers went on strike Monday, July 1st. Thousands of workers decided to go on a strike and to demand the cease to concessions by the City of Oakland and BART board officials. BART workers gave a 72-hour notice of a strike, and come Monday morning, many commuters found themselves scrambling to get across the bay. BART stations across the Bay Area were successfully shut down for four consecutive days. Radio Autonomía got a chance to speak with SEIU Local 1021 member and City of Oakland worker Joe Keffer at the Monday rally.
My name is Joe Keffer, and I'm here because workers have suffered like 25% loss of bargaining power in the last 5-6 years, and a lot of that money's going to police department. I think that they have to be much more accountable. That there's in the connection to the justice for Alan Bluford is that there was a young kid that was shot, and it was needless. It shouldn't have happened, and so union supporting justice for Alan Bluford and Justice Alan Bluford supporting what's happening in the union.
And so, what are the demands of the SEIU?
Right now, no concessions. So in that 25%, they've given up. What they call furlough days or mandatory days off, so they lost 5% of their wages that way. They've had no pay increases in the last 5 or 6 years. They've had increases in pension contributions. They pay now 12% of what their pension costs are. And the city's coming after more. They're trying to take away 10% in terms of health care, where they would make the workers pay 10% more of their premiums, and they're also trying to increase the pension contributions, and they currently are saying no pay increases again. So the city's got money. They got a lot of money. It's just a question of where they're spending that money, and their priorities are skewed. They're spending it on developers. They're spending it on more money for the police department. Right now, the police and fire get 64% of the city's budget, and they want to increase that percentage. So that's sort of where the issues go together between, you know, workers and Justice for Alan Bluford Coalition. I think that the workers for years have been beat down by the concessions and the takeaways and things like that. And whether it's the fault of the union or the workers or all of us together have not been able to get the psychological boost that we need to really get out there and do something, and I think this is really a start of it. It started with the port action that happened a couple of months ago, but this is even an escalation of it. And I think there's a lot of union people that, most of them that I talk to, sympathize with the Justice for Alan Bluford movement and think that there's something really wrong there. But it's getting them not only to fight for themselves, but to fight for other causes. And I think, you know, that's what's good about what happened today, is there's some of that stuff that was there. It's what's good about the Justice for Alan Bluford movement is that it forces the union members to reach out and take it to the next level, not only for themselves but for other things. So,
And why is it that why July 1st? Can you explain?
Why July 1st?
Yeah.
Contract expired for both BART and for the City of Oakland workers on June 30th, and so we're without, technically, I don't know if we're without a contract, but the contract is expired, so that's people, we pretty much said within the unions that if we don't have a contract, you have to hold your contract sacred. If you just sort of let it expire and let it drag on, you know, it doesn't work in our interest. I think we've got to show the employers that we're ready to fight, and people resolved and voted. It's a democratic union. All of them voted to strike, and they voted to do it right away. So,
okay.
Thanks.
Workers on strike and supporters picketed different sites throughout the city. We caught up with supporters outside the downtown Oakland Police Department and asked them why they were standing in solidarity with the striking workers.
My name is Molly Costello, and I'm here to stand in solidarity with SEIU 1021 and also to get my Justice for Alan Bluford message out. The justice, not my. Yes. The Justice for Alan Bluford message out.
My name is Naomi, and I'm also here with the Justice for Alan Bluford Coalition. standing in solidarity with SEIU 1020 and 1021, and I was thinking actually of the other unions, but specifically with SEIU, to reciprocate the ways in which they've supported us as a family, as a community, and of course broader than that to take our power of the community.
We were at the port after, so SEIU signed a resolution in support, which is a very, very, very big deal, signed a resolution in support of the Justice for Alan Bluford Coalition. And our main, we have several demands, but our main demands are fire the murdering officer who killed innocent 18-year-old Alan Bluford. And then after he gets fired, prosecute him for murder. And SEIU was one, you know, in the forefront of, SEIU 1021 was in the forefront of unions who signed on, you know, to this resolution that we had. It's a very comprehensive, specific resolution about, you know, basically holding police accountable for their murdering actions, racist murdering actions especially. And we were, after they signed that resolution, I believe on November 5th, this was going to be my speech. It was going to be better than this, though. But on November 20th, SEIU, they shut down the port when they were having contact negotiations, and because JAB... And so that's, you know, we truly believe in solidarity. We were there November 20th. We've been there with all the budget hearings that have been happening recently at City Hall, standing in solidarity, because we are one. Like, SEIU and JAB, we're all brothers and sisters here, living, working, communing, whatever we're doing in Oakland. And we don't need to be threatened by murdering cops. We need to have, you know, clean streets and well-lit streets and, you know, people who can empty our garbage and after-school programs for our kids. And we don't need more money going to murdering cops. And until we have more accountability, which would mean, for us specifically, our message would be holding, you know, Miguel Masso accountable. But until then, we don't want any more money going to OPD. We want it going to people like Joe and other fine city workers like this. And that's why we are all one. You know, when I talk about accountability, you know, every time somebody's civil rights are violated by OPD, which is something they have they're really good at, you know, OPD, and that's why they almost went into federal receivership, is because of how good they are at violating people's civil rights. And every time that happens and the family actually rises up and says, I'm going to sue you for that, or maybe a group of protesters rises up and says, I'm going to sue you for that, that's coming out of, you know, stuff like money that could be allocated towards these city workers instead of being allocated towards covering OPD's ass. I mean, that's their way of, like, being held accountable, not firing Masso, which in my opinion would be, you know, the murder of Alan Bluford. That would cost a lot less money, if you ask me. Take away his fat ass salary and, you know, that's it, that's gone. And I don't know, I lost my train of thought, but no more money allocated towards that until people are held accountable.
Whether you look at it from the stance of any specific union, because, you know, there's any number of unions and working folk who've come out today, whether you look at it from that perspective, whether you look at it through the lens of Justice for Alan Bluford or other organizations that have come out, for me, it's very much about refuting the top-down power dynamic as it applies in the workplace, as it applies when you look at city contracts, when you look at the city budget. That you know, a large part of why I work with and support not only the unions, but all working people, all other members of our community, including the JAB Coalition, you know, today for me very much so is about inverting the power, you know, that it's not from the top down when we look at where, for example, if we are going to talk about money, which is not really my priority, but it is something to address, that if we are looking at how as a city, as a community, our money, our resources are spent, that it shouldn't be from the top down. And not only should it not be, but given what our city has done, it's like Molly and Joe have said, that our city allocates upwards of over 50, you know, what is it, 68% of the budget, you know, and when it's allocated to OPD, not only to a police force, but a police force that is known to have not only individuals like Miguel Masso, but he is indicative of the epidemic of OPD and many police departments who actively recruit and have a culture of lack of accountability. And so that's where those two things really go hand in hand. So the people coming out together, be it under the umbrella of unions and collectively as community members, that it's about inverting that the power is in the people.